When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. This week we present part one of an interview with author, speaker, minister, and missionary Jeff Gullison. He is the creator of a web ministry called IsaandIslam.com, and he has some things to say about the relationship between Islam and Christianity and about his efforts to convert Islams to Christians. We hope you will enjoy this inspirational episode. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part one of our interview with Jeff Gullison.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm honored today to introduce Jeff Gullison. He is a speaker, an author. He's lived in Indonesia for quite a number of years and a missionary. Now he has a web ministry. Jeff, would you introduce that, please?
Yes, we have a web ministry in an Asian country, and it's called IsaandIslam.com. That's in English. We have many others in the national language of that country, but this is the only one we have in English.
Well, tell us about that, please, Jeff.
We are using the internet to share the gospel with the Muslim people of Asia. We provide videos and articles on our websites and interaction via the smartphone, via WhatsApp, via Facebook Messenger, and people who are followers of Islam are encouraged to contact us, and we have people who answer their emails, answer their text, and talk with them about the Lord Jesus Christ and the way to heaven.
Now, we have a lot of misconfusion, I think, about Islam. Can you clear up some of that?
Well, probably the big problem is many people are afraid of Muslims and fearful of Muslims. During my time in Asia, I had Muslim neighbors for years, and they were all wonderful, friendly people, and we had good times together and good relationships, and they were just good neighbors. So in all of my time in Asia, I never had any problems with Muslim. Now, I know that there are also, like in Christianity, there are right-wing groups that are much more fanatical. That is the same in Islam. They have many very strong fanatical groups too, and those are the ones that you hear in the news. You don't hear very much about the 95% or 90% of the Muslims that are peace-loving and hard-working people. You only hear about those that cause problems.
So what was the difference you were mentioning the other day? It was interesting, between the Iron Curtain and the Green Curtain.
Well, in 1949, Winston Churchill gave a speech at a college in Missouri. And at that time, he said an Iron Curtain was falling down over in Europe, separating Eastern Europe from Western Europe. Uh-huh. Now, in my lifetime, I was in 1949, I was 8 years old when that happened. And for all of my adult life until 1991, I think almost all people, Americans, were terrified of communism. Many thought communism was going to overtake the world. I remember while I was in Bible college, one of my friends told me, he says, there's absolutely no sense in us being missionaries because in 3 or 4 years from now, the whole world will be communist. So there was a lot of fear and a lot of pessimism. Could the West withstand communism? And yet we know that that Iron Curtain fell in 1991. At the time, somebody said, well, now it's the next big step is for us to pray so that the Green Curtain come down. Well, the Green Curtain is just a symbol of Islam. Islam has been Muslims have been very hard to reach because of a cultural barrier, because they're very, very protective of their belief systems, and they say some of their beliefs over so many times that they are just absolutely convinced that they're right, and it's very difficult for them to accept anything else or even to think about a lot of time because of social pressure from within their community and within their religion. So in a sense, they have a green curtain, and we'll be talking about that here in a minute.
Okay, so what are some of the things that people have done to reach Muslims.
Obviously, radio has been one goal. When Christians have had radio programs, and Muslims listen to those. Obviously, literature distribution is a big thing, and there have been millions of tracts put out and distributed around the world. And when I was a missionary in Asia, I too distributed thousands, hundreds of thousands of tracts. Often they were burned up or ripped up. Sometimes the people couldn't read, but we distributed a lot of literature. We tried radio programs, and that was banned by the government eventually. We tried to do open-air evangelism. That was more difficult because we were threatened by the people listening to us. They knew we were Christians. One of our friends tried to do social work. They got a grant and were building a dam for local people in the country where they were working. And the goal was to, this dam was to help local farmers so they could have more water for their crops and grow three crops a year. One of the workers at the dam was a local man, and he asked the two people that were running this project, were they Christians? They said, yes, we are. He said, well, could I have a Bible? And they were not sure if they should give him a Bible or not, or a New Testament, or a Gospel. But they finally did. He took that home. And at night, he started reading about Jesus and his story to his family. And they were so impressed that other neighbors came in. And before he knew it, he had 30, 40 people listening to him every night. The local ustad, the religious leader, found out about this, asked him where they got the New Testament. They said, from the guys making the dam. Well, they went down and they had those two men arrested. The one was an American missionary, and he was kicked out of the country. The other one was put in jail for 3 years.
Wow.
Social work was a problem. We tried one-on-one evangelism. We tried market evangelism, all kinds of things. But basically, it was shut down most of the time because of pressure from Muslim leaders that didn't want their people to hear the gospel message.
Okay. And so how does internet ministry differ from that?
Well, the big challenge of Islam is that they're very intimidating. Muslims intimidate their community. I've got a slide of the intimidation and harassment and fear and persecution and death. If you took a Bible into your home and somebody found out about it, that could cause you to be kicked out of your home. We had a young man in one island that became a Christian because he watched the internet. Found our information on the internet. He became a Christian, and somebody gave him a Bible, and he put it in his home. The younger brother found the Bible, told the parents, and they kicked him out of the home, kicked him out of the village, kicked him out of the province, basically, because he had a Bible. So there's a lot of that kind of harassment and intimidation. And if you're watching a Christian program on TV, your parents will turn that off immediately. You're not allowed to watch that. Fact is, according to Islam, it's absolutely a sin to even put your foot inside of a church. So basically, they're trying to isolate their people from Christians, from the Christian message, mm-hmm. and so they can't hear the gospel. It's kind of like a green curtain has been pulled down to separate them from exposure to the gospel. But with the internet, we started having great success because people have smartphones. And of course, the smartphone is in your pocket. So we have learned recently that over 1 billion people have downloaded the Bible onto their smartphone. Now, nobody knows about that because you can hide all your stuff on the smartphone. Nobody can know about it. So somebody can go onto their phones and they can watch our videos. I'll tell you one story that was quite interesting. A young woman was in a Muslim college, and the teacher, the professor, gave the whole class the task to write a paper on how to Islamize Christians, how to bring Christians into Islam. And of course, she was a university student and she had to write this paper to pass. Obviously, she said, well, how can I bring Christians into Islam if I don't know what Christians believe? So she went on the internet and started doing some searching for how to do that, what Christians believe, so she could write her paper, and she discovered our website. So she started reading the website, and after a while became confused because she saw that our website was talking about Christian beliefs, and they were different than what her professor was saying. So she's very confused. She thought her professor was saying exactly what Christians believe, and Christians were not saying that that's what they believe. So she was confused. So she thought she would pray at night, and midnight is when the Muslims feel that God specifically hears prayers. So she stayed awake until midnight and got down on her knees to pray, or pray the way she prays. I don't know just how she prayed. But she had a vision of Jesus.
Wow.
And Jesus said to her, "I am the way, follow me." Well, she actually thought that maybe she had a stomach ailment or she ate something that made her feel weird. So she thought, that's weird to have that kind of a vision. I'm going to try tomorrow night and see if I can get more light. So the next night she prayed and she had exactly the same vision. "I am Jesus, follow me." So she ends up becoming a Christian and a follower of Jesus. And now there's a lady that was forced to write a paper about how to make a Christian into a Muslim, but through the website and through a dream, she became a Christian.
What are some of the differences between what they're taught and what we actually believe?
Here's the difference. I'll just give you a couple of them. We believe that the Bible is very plain, that the Lord Jesus Christ was incarnate. The Lord Christ is eternal. He was incarnate. He was born as a baby into the world. Jesus is the eternal God. He became eminent. He came into the world through the womb of Mary. And then he continued to live here on earth. And now the Muslims do not believe that he was eminent, that he existed before he was born. They feel he was created in the womb of Mary. But that's not what the Bible teaches.
No.
The Bible teaches he existed before he was born. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, "Before I am. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." So he existed before he was born. That's one thing. The Muslims believe that Jesus is a great teacher and a prophet, but he is not God. They don't believe that at all. They don't believe he is, even though the phrase son of man is another synonym for Son of God based on Daniel in the New Testament, also Son of God is. But they reject totally that he is divine, that he's God. Yet, they believe that he's a sinless man, he's never sinned. And as Christians also, of course, believe that because the Bible's plain that Jesus never sinned. They do not believe that Jesus died on the cross. They picked up one of the Gnostic ideas that it was a phantom, somebody that looked like Jesus, but it wasn't Jesus. Yet they believe that Jesus is in heaven today, but they don't believe he rose from the dead because he never died. He was taken right from the cross right into heaven because he was never on the cross. Before he could die, he was taken into heaven, and somebody died in his place that looked just like him.
Wow.
That Jesus is the judge of the world, the great judge of the whole world in the future. But they believe that he is only judging as a creation of God, not as God himself. Muslims believe that you become a person that'll go to heaven because of good deeds and good works. Islam is like so many religions in the world where it's advice and not good news. Christianity is good news. The Bible is good news, not good advice. Islam is good advice, but not good news. All about
you. That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it. And please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.